Progressives want you to think that Hillary Clinton was the first woman to break the quote, glass ceiling. But in reality, that couldn't be farther than the truth. From Victoria Woodhull, the first female presidential candidate in the United States, to Margaret Thatcher over there in England, the women who made the biggest strides for equal rights around the world weren't totalitarian-loving progressives. One woman who fought not just another political party, but a whole system, was former libertarian vice presidential candidate Toni Nathan. Theodora Nathan was the first woman, as well as the first Jew, to have received an electoral vote in a presidential election in the United States. She was the 1972 vice presidential nominee of the Libertarian Party, where John Hospers, chairman of the philosophy department at the University of Southern California, was the Libertarian presidential pick. While the ticket received only 3,674 official votes out of the more 75 million votes cast, Republican elector Roger McBride of Virginia chose to vote for Hospers and Nathan instead of Nixon and Agnew. As a result, Nathan became the first woman and the first Jew in American history to have received an electoral vote in a presidential election. Nathan would go on to run for both U.S. Senate and the House in other elections in the later years, but neither election ever took her very far. She would later strike again in 2012 when she introduced former Governor Gary Johnson as the Libertarian Party nominee for president at the 2012 Libertarian National Committee Convention. Hillary Clinton can go around talking about all of her, quote, accomplishments, but yet again she is simply littering the road of glory paved for her by truly fearless, liberty-loving ladies. Tune in next week for another episode of Homeless History.